Then the Sefer Kedushim, the name of Rava. What we discussed first is the case of Kedushim Midin Arei. Rava goes on to discuss the possibility of Kedushim Midin Eved Kanani. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Chafez in the days that how is it possible for an Eved Kanani to secure his Sperus Ayide Kesef? After all, Koma Shekana Eved, Kana Rava. So how is it possible for the Eved to present the Adam with Kesef, which is necessary for Sperus? So the Mishnah simply tells us it's a case of Kesef, which is Al Yedei Acherim. Even though the money is not being supplied by the Eved Kanani, in such a case certainly it can use for the purpose of Cherus, and Rava says the same would apply when it comes to Ishus as well. And therefore if a Shliach will go ahead and say to an Isha that Helach Mana, even if that Mana does not belong to the Baal, but rather is the Kesef of the Shliach, and he's Kachi Liploni, in such a case, even the Lo Kachos of Lomidi, nonetheless the Kedushin is considered to be Chal. And then Rabbi tells us we have a right to go ahead and to put the two Chedushim together, Din Eved Knani as well as Din Arev. And therefore, Rabbi envisions a case where a woman can say, the Tain Mana Laploni and Viz Kaddish Anilo, go ahead and give money to this man, and I will be married to that individual. Din Arev tells us that it's not necessary that the Isha has to receive the Kesef Kedushin. Din Eved Kanani tells us it doesn't necessarily require that the Baal has to provide, and nonetheless the Kedushin is still considered to be Chal. And then the Gemara tells us the following Shiloh that Rava posed, that by Rava, what happens if the woman says the following, that Helach Mana, V'Kaddish Ani Lach. What would happen in such an instance? He takes over the Kesef Kedushin, and thereby the Kedushin is Chal. So the Gemara says that Marzutim Ismeidra Abba tells us that even the Tiha Gavna, the Kedushin is still considered to be Chal. Even if it doesn't involve a third party at all, but simply Helach Mana V'Iskadish Anilach. So the Gemara says that the following, how can that be? If you allow Kedushin to take place in that way, that the Baal goes in and receives the Kesef Kedushin, and thereby he acquires the Isha, so isn't that comparable to a case of nechasim sheishan achrayis, niknim im nechasim sheinam achrayis? Isn't that comparable to a case where kinyan can be made on kesef kedushin, and as a result, he can acquire this isha for the purpose of kedushin? So how is it possible? We know that kinyan agav never works in that fashion. We allow a maisa kinyan to be made on karkos, and agav by dint of that maisa kinyan can be kone metaltalin. But how is it possible that you can have a case of nechasim sheish lemachrayis, nikni nechasim she'ein lemachrayis? That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara, as you know, will answer, talking about a very different case of Adam Choshev. Rashi, in explaining this Gemara, in the Zayim and Aleph, Termaschal Sheish, writes the following Chiddush, that where is the model of nechasim sheish lemachrayis? I understand that the Maisekinin is to the Kesef Kedushin, but where do you find nechasim sheish lemachrayis? So that, Rashi writes the following, that is the case of Ishus, that is the case of Adam, because after all, Adam is Hukash Likarkos. That's Rashi's statement. Where do you see that's true? Vayikra Perachatei, Parshas Bahar, the Torah tells us, Visnachaltam Osam, Lereshes Achuza, and Rashi writes, we can derive from there that Adam is Hukash Likarka. Tosus points out that at first glance this is something which is very difficult. The top Tosus dramatical in Cain. Is it really true that an Adam is Hukash Lakarka? Tosus writes that's not true. We know that an Eved Knani is Hukash Lakarka. But where do you see that a Ben Chorin is Hukash Lakarka? That's Tosus's first Ta'ara. The second Arva Tosus is the following. Even this issue itself of whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka or Dino Kemetaltalin, that also tells us that's Flukti Perakamada Bavakama, the Sugya Bavakamada Yabezam Aleph, even that, right, is subject to a machlokis in the Gemara. And therefore Tosus writes that the Gemara should be understood in a different sense. Tosus writes the following, that either way, Venera Dalav Dafka, it doesn't necessarily mean that Hukash Takarka, after all, Evid itself is a machlokis, and here you're not dealing with an Evid, you're only dealing with Adam. Adam certainly is not Hukash Takarka. So Tosu says, really, Lav Dafka Yeshna Machrayis, it means the following, Av Ki Nami Eina Machrayis. Even if you'll assume that it has the status of Eina Machrayis, even so a Kinyan should not work. Lo Matzina Metaltun Nikin Agav Metaltun Mimanav Shach. Whatever status the woman will have, Whether it's dina kekarka, whether it's dina kemetaltlin, we never allow such a possibility of being kone metaltlin, namely kesev, and thereby acquiring either other metaltlin or other karkos. So therefore, the Gemara says that miman of shach, it should not work. Where else Tosa says, inami yishlamar dachi kama, that if you assume that this in fact should be work, so therefore, since we have a hekesh of kicha kicha mistehefram, that should tell us that just as kedushin can be accomplished, you're bikona the isha through this form of kinyan, through a kinyan agav, hu hadinami, we should allow you to be kona karka, not because of the mesukah shlakarka, but rather because of the particular gzera shava linking kedushin with karkos. And that we know is not the case. One cannot be kone karka agav metaltalin, and therefore kedushin should not be allowed. So again, Tosus writes, you can't understand the Gemara as Rashi, because number one, whether every sukkah shlakarka itself is a machlokes, and certainly we do not assume that Adam is sukkah shlakarka. This issue, to what extent we assume Adam hukash lakarka, this possibly, right, is a machlokis between the Rambam and Raizit. The Rambam writes the following chiddush in Perakei, Hilchus Toin Venitan Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes that we know that Ein Nishvayin Al Hakarkos. The whole parsha of Shvua, when it comes to cases of Adama Metalto V'Gufomama, so therefore there is no Shvua, for example, of Modim Amiktas, on karkos, on avodim, or on shtaros. Therefore, the Rambam writes the following. Let's assume, for example, right, a person comes with a claim of shtei sados machartali. You went ahead and you sold me two fields, and therefore both of these fields are mine. And the nitva responds and says that is not true, that lo machartal achalachas, I only sold you one of the fields, and they're disputing who owns the second field. So the Rambam writes, in such a case, harezen nishva heses. That would be a shvua heses. What exactly is the chiddush of the Rambam? That this is not a shvua of modi b'miktas. Even though the tanya was of two, and there was a hoda b'miktas and a kfir b'miktas of one and one, in such a case, this is not a case of a shvua darais of modi b'miktas, because after all, this is a case of karka. They're disputing who owns this piece of karka itself, and therefore, ein nishvayin al hakarkos. Good. So that's a simple case that the Rambam writes of a shvuah tesis. But then the Rambam continues with a case which is a greater chiddush. The Rambam writes, v'chein hachofer b'stei chaveiro. A person goes and he damages the property of someone else. He digs up his field, he digs boros, shichin, uma, oros, and therefore he causes a hefsid. So I go ahead and I bring it to Bezin claiming, look at the damage you occurred. You dug many different chafiros that ruined my land. And you respond and say that, no, lo chafarti ela achas. And you respond and say, look, it's true, I was there, I dug one bor. I didn't dig all of these boros. So in such a case, the Rambam writes, harezen nishva heses alako. In such a case, the person is obligated to shvua derabanan. In other words, that just as the case of shtei sados machartali is a case of ein nishvayin ala karkos, the Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to hachofer b'sdei chavera. That's a much greater chiddush. The first case, what exactly is the din Torah? Who is the bal hakarka? Is this karka yours? Is this karka mine? That certainly is called ein nishvayin ala karkos. In the second case, there is no dispute in terms of who is the bal hakarka. No? I am the bal hakarka. However, my claim is that you caused damage of $100 to my karka, and you respond and say, no, I'm only responsible for $50 of the damage. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes, that is called ein nishvayin al hakarkos. My claim to you is not that you have to provide me with karka. Here we're talking about the case of Adam Hamazik. And yet the Rambam writes that is called ein nishvayin al hakarkos. In a nutshell, what is the chiddush of the Rambam? The demei karka is dino kekarka. Even though here the taina is not bailus in terms of karka itself, but rather the claim is that there's a chiyuv tashlumin because you damaged my karka, the Rambam writes that is called ein nishvayin al hakarkos. Good? And the Raivit disagrees. It's interesting. The Raivit does not disagree in the extreme. The Raivit writes the following. It depends. It depends what the Toveya claims. If, for example, the Toveya will claim, Avim Tavo L'Shalim Pischa, then harehu kishar tvios mamon. The rabbit writes the following: it depends what the taina is. When I bring you to Bezdin, what am I claiming? If my claim is that you are responsible for the chafira itself, and somehow you are obligated to restore, then I can understand the Rambam Siddush that that is called a taina of karka. However, im tavo l'shalem pischo, however, if I take you to Bezdin claiming that you owe me $100, because the field was worth $100 more and now it's worth less, in such a case, that is not called karka, that is simply a tfias mamam, and in such a case, one is chayiv. Again, an interesting chiddush, that apparently according to the Ravid Shita, the Taveya can put forth different claims. One is the halach in terms of cheftza, you damaged my property, there he's moda to the Rambam. Another possibility is that no, that's not true, it's simply a chiyuv of tashlimi mamon, and that, the Ravid writes, that demei karka is not dino kekarka. That's the chiddush of the Ravid Shita. Where do you see that this is true? That this would be the case? The Ravid writes, after all, this is comparable to a case of a person who comes and says, Chavalta Bishtaim, a person who comes forward and says that you injured me on two counts, and you're obligated to pay, and Vu Omar lo Chavalti Ella Achas. And the response is, no, that's not true. I only injured you once. That's a Mishnah in Shvuah Sandaf Mem Dalad Mudeis. In such a case, there is a Chiyuv Shvuah. So just as in that case we treat it as Demei Hezek, as a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and there is a Shvuah, Hu Hadinami, this is true when it comes to cases of Karka as well. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid. In fact, the Mishnah Malach has the following Ha'ara, Im Afa Karkohu Be'inei, if the dirt is Be'en, he went ahead and he dug a pit. Where is the dirt? If the hump of dirt is sitting there, and Va'adayim Kayam, an important chiddush that maybe the Tovea can insist that you restore the land, not that you simply compensate me for that chiyuv. However, if it is no longer be'en, certainly we don't assume that the mazik would have to go out and purchase soil in order to fill up the boros. That purely is considered to be a chiyuv hatashlumin. In terms of hezek, this seems to be somewhat fundamental machlokes. The Torah tells us that no doubt the person is chayiv for nezek. In essence, what is the chiyuv? What is it the Torah insists? I go ahead and I damage, and I'm obligated to make payment. What is the purpose of that tashlumin? To what extent do we assume that the purpose of the tashlumin is restoration? That a person is obligated to restore the hashlamas hachefetz? Now the chafetz is impaired, and I as the mazik am obligated to restore it to its prior condition, restoration? Or do you assume that's not true? That the chiyuv tashlumin is one of compensation, simply hefsid mamon. Poshup shat, the Rambam assumes the chiddush that me'ikar hadin, the chiyuv of tashlumi hezek is hashlamas hachefetz, to restore the chafetz to its original condition, and therefore, demei karka is dinoka karka. True, it doesn't mean I have to hire a backhoe, but if I pay you, I'm paying you to restore the karka, and that is called ein yishvayin ala karkaos. Pashup shat, according to the Ravid Shita, this is not true at all. The chiyuv is considered to be not tikon hachefetz, but rather tashlumei hezek, hefsit mamon. The Gemara says the following. The Pasuk says, Makotam yishalmeno. The Gemara writes that yishalmeno means to make payment, compensation, but the Gemara says you can interpret the Pasuk to be yashlimeno, to be mashlim the chayfetz. Pashup shat, that is the machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid, in terms of the yisod of tashlumei hezek, whether this is called karaka, whether it's considered to me that which is mitalpulin. So the Ravid says that I will prove to you what I'm telling you is true, from that Mishnah in Shvuah Sandaf Memdal Mabeis, where the Tovea says, Chavalti Bishtaim, and the Nitva responds and says, no, that's not true. Lo Chavalta Ella Achas. What exactly is that Raya of the Ravid? Apparently, the Ravid is trying to prove that Tashlume Karka is not Kekarka. And that is obvious from the case of Chavalti Bishtaim. What exactly is the Raya of the Ravid? The Ravid is holding like our Rashi. The Ravid maintains that Adam is Hukash Vakarka. No, that's the simple assumption of the Ravid. Adam is Hukash Vakarka. And just as Eini Shvayin Ala Karkos, So therefore, ein nishbain al ha'adam. If a person is mazik chavero, chovo bechavero, why is that not called ein nishbain al ha'karkos? Because adam hukash l'karka. What's the answer to that kasha? The answer is, according to the Ravid, because tashlume chavala is not dino ke'adam. What is the taina? You have to compensate me for the injury that you caused. So compensation regarding injury is not considered to be ein nishbain al ha'adam. Hu hadinami dmei karka is not dino ke'karka. But the assumption of the Ravid is adam is hukash l'karka. If one would assume, as Tosfos in our sugya, that only Eved is hukash l'karka and adam is not hukash l'karka, so what in the world is the Ravid? No? Adam is not dino k'karka. So of course there's a shvu in such a case. It's only if you assume that adam is hukash l'karka. Now you can ask the following. Yeah, that's true generally, but here you're talking about tashlumei hezek. Regarding tashlumei hezek, we don't assume that dino ka'adam shukash l'karka. So the Ravid clearly is assuming a shitas Rashi. In fact, the Magid Mishnah writes the following: ve'ein zu raya. This is no raya whatsoever against the Rambam shita. Why is that true? Because according to the Rambam, when do we assume hukash l'karka? Hani mili avadim. That's only an eved is hukash l'karka. The Magid Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam, this is no raya whatsoever, because there is no halacha that adam is hukash l'karka. Eved is hukash l'karka. So that case, the Mishnah in Shuas Mem Gimel, is a straight case of metaltalin. And of course, one could envision a shvua in those instances. That's the chiddush that the Magid Mishnah writes. Our machlokas Rashi and Tosus is exactly the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. If you look in Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech here, the Chostoin Benitan in Hey Beis, writes that this line in the Magid Mishnah is very difficult. But to assume that the Rambam Shita is that only an Eved is Hukash L'Karka and Adam is not Hukash L'Karka, in such a case, how could that be? The Rambam writes the following, the Mishnah Melech points out. Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tezvav. Hasocher es Hapoel. If a person goes ahead and hires a worker, there's no ona. That's ein ona lekarkos. Schirus ha'adam. Ein ona lekarkos. And the Rambam is explicit. Hasocher es Hapoel ben bekarka ben bemetalpilin. It makes no difference in terms of what you are charging him to do. Whether, right, he is in charged with skiris karka, skiris metalton, it doesn't matter. Adam, is dino ke karka, and therefore ein ona the karkaos. So the Mishnah Melech writes, what do you mean? The Rambam agrees with the Ravid that Adam is hukash l'karka. And if Adam is hukash l'karka, so therefore, hadron kushti l'duchta, the Gemara says that to make chavala is Bechlau the Parash of Shvua. So somehow the Rambam requires Biur. How can the Rambam write that Tamei Karka is Dino Kekarka when Tamei Adam is not Dino Kadam? And to assume that Adam is not Hukash Lekarka, that the Mishnah points out is very difficult in light of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. So how does one understand this machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid? Just to further maramakum, before we discuss the chiddush that Reb Chaim raises, the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadites Amud Beis discusses the following. Let's assume, for example, you have a worker, Hani Shikuloi, right? They're transporting chavios, right? Barrels, kegs of yayin, and the Tavru Chavis Dechamra, and he goes ahead and he breaks one of the casks of yayin. So the Gemara says this is a little bit complicated, because after all, what is the value of that chavish shoyayin? Well, it depends, the Gemara says. It has, right, fluctuating prices. Biyomad deshuka, on a market day, so there the demand is higher, so therefore it's worth hay. Bishayome, on other days, when things are quieter, the demand is less, and it's only worth arba. So So therefore, how do you go ahead and assess its value? A person causes a ma'is hezek to a chavis, and he damaged it on a yom deshuka, he damaged it on a market day, it was worth five. So how do you assess, right, the chiyuv of tashlumin? So here the Gon points out, in Hagos Agra, you'll take a look, a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh on the one hand, as opposed to the Rambam and the Riv. Rashi and the Rosh in this sugya write the following, that if I broke the chavis, for example, in Yibad Shukah, I'm obligated to pay five. So I'm obligated to pay you five zuzim. That's the value. And let's assume, for example, instead of paying you five zuzim, I give you a chavis. I broke a chavis, I give you a chavis. Is that good or is that not? So Rashi and the Rosh write the following chiddush, it depends. If you are paying the chavis on a yom of the shuka, no, that's fine. You owe five, and you're paying five. But if you are going to replace with a chavis on shar yomim, not the yom of the shuka, wait a second, this chavis is only worth four. So therefore, that is not going to satisfy the hezek. You broke something that was worth five, and now you are paying back only four. So in such a case, whether you can simply replace the chavis, that depends on whether it's Yom HaDeshukah or whether it's Shayamim. That's how Rashi and the Rosh understand. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Chirus in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that no, you always have the option, you always have the option of restoring a chavis. If you broke a chavis, you can always give a chavis. When you give the chavis, that certainly is fine, irrespective of whether you are making payment on Yom HaDeshukah, whether it's on Shar Yomim. The only time the day is relevant is if you are paying cash. If you're paying cash, then it depends. Then you'll follow the Shas HaTashlumin. But the Rambam Shita is clear. You always have the option to replace that which you broke. Good? According to Rashi, no. The replacement is just the Torah Shavah Kesef. And its value depends on what it's worth on that given day. Pashab Shad, one could argue that this is exactly the Rambam Shita. The Rambam who assumes that Demei Karka Dino Kekarka. Mecha Teisi, because the Rambam understood that the entire Yisod of Tashlumei Hezek is Hashlama Sachefes, Tikkun Hachefes, restoration. So the Rambam writes, if you break a chavis, so therefore, replacing the chavis is always an option. And that we will not consider whether it's Yom HaDeshukah, whether it's not. The only time that's considered is if you're making payment, so now we have to assess value. And Rashi and the Rosh apparently disagree and maintain that no, that is not true. That you can break a chavis and you can pay with the chavis, but that doesn't mean tit for tat that that's good. It depends. If you broke any Yom HaDeshukah and you're replacing on Shar Yomim, it's not worth the same amount of money. And therefore you're obligated to pay more. The cases are not identical in the following sense, that this Rambam is even a greater Chiddush than Tohen V'nitan. Because in Tohen V'nitan you are restoring the very chefet that you broke. Right? Malei HaChafira, that's to make karka dina kekarka. Here this Rambam's Chiddush is even a further Chiddush. And that is, if I break a chavis, I can replace, I'm not restoring the chavis. As you are in the case of Karka, I am replacing the Chavis with another Chavis. Even that, the Rambam writes, Al-Pidin, is called Hashlama Sachefes. Even that's a greater Kiddush. One could argue, B'med Dvarim Amurim, that that's true, that's when you're restoring Osa Hachefes, Shepagaba. However, in the case of Metziat Tzarites, where you're not repairing the broken Chavis, but replacing it with another Chavis, but even in such a case, the Rambam writes that that form of Tashlumin is always possible. So Achidish, that the Rambam writes even Ad Kedei Kach. We assume that to make Karka Zinu Kekarka, in such a case, the restoration of the Chavis certainly is considered to be legitimate. So this Poshub Shat is the Rambam Shita. What about that Kash of the Ravid now? The Ravid says, if you look in the Mishnah Shulot and Daf Mem Dalad, you'll see that when it comes to the case of Chavama, that Dmei Adam is Lav Dino Ka'adam. So how can you argue Dmei Karka is Dino Ka'karka? That was the Rav, it's Kasha. The Magi Mishnah attempted to argue that according to the Rambam, only an Eved is Hukash L'Karka. The Mishnah points out, no, the Rambam agrees that Adam is Hukash L'Karka. The Rambam agrees with Rashi Shita in Argamara. So how do you resolve that difficulty that the Ravid raises? So number one is you have to look up the Makaros, you have to look up that Mishnah that the Ravid quotes. And when you look, you'll see that the Kasha has to be dealt with, but the Kasha is not like an earth-shattering Kasha for the following reason. If you look in that Mishnah, in Shvuos Mem Dal Damabeis, what exactly is the Mishnah talking about? Here the Mishnah tells us the following. This is a Mishnah we've discussed in previous Shiurim, that Kol HaNishboin Shebetorah Nishboin V'lo Mishalmim. There are various times that there is a Shvu Daraisa, but what's the common denominator of all Shvuos Daraisa? Nishboin V'niftarim. The Nitzva makes a Shvu and he is exempt. He's exempt. Whether it's a mode of a mikdas, nishba v'niftar, whether it's a shvuas erechad, a shvuas hashomrim, all three shvuas daraisa. B'tzara shav v'shabem, nishbayim v'niftarim. There's no such thing midaraisa as a case of a nishba v'notel. And that's what the Mishnah continues and tells us. V'elu, there are certain cases of shvuas dirabanan, which are nishbayim v'notelim. Sometimes chazal or misakim, that the toveya will go ahead and make a shvua. In that long list of Shvud Rabbanan, of Nishba Benotel, one of the cases is Nechval. One of the cases is Chavala. What is the case, right, of Raglayim Ladover, no? We see one person chasing another person, all of a sudden they run into a room, all of a sudden a person comes out of the room, he's all bloodied, he's all injured. And obviously, right, he says that, look what this person did. Right? And the person tries to deny that he was responsible. Or, for example, he says, look, I agree that I hit him. I was responsible for one injury, but not for the multiple injuries that the person, right, has currently. Good? So that's what the Mishnah says, Ketzad, Amar lo chavalti bishnayim, and v'halo omer lo chavatach ela achas. In such a case, we will allow the nechval, the victim, to make a shvua in order to be govet, to collect. This is an example of a nishba v'notel. Why do we assume here all of a sudden nishba v'notel? So if you look in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, Perakei Halacha Dalid, the Rambam gives one reason, the Ravid gives another reason. The Rambam writes that this is a knas, right, that the Chachamim levied against the Balei Zroa, against these strong men, that the Nechva will be Nema. You're going to go ahead and pick on somebody. Realize, we are going to believe him when he comes forward and he says, Ha'yidei Shvua, that you caused injury. And the Ravid gives another reason, and that is that Ein Derech Ben Yadol Nachva Be'atzma. What's the other option? I injured myself, was self-inflicted. Right, that's highly unlikely. There's Raglayim Ladavar, that this injury was caused by that person. So in such a case, this is an unusual case of an Ishba Benota. So for whatever reason, the Rambam and Ravid, this is a case of an Ishba Benota. Why do I stress this? Because this is only a case of a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. This is not the Shvuah D'Raisa. This is a Shvuah D'Rabbanan of Nishba Benota. The Ravid writes, I have a Raya Mochachas against the Rambam Shita. And that's in the case of Lo Chavalti Mi Elahachas. Wait, the Rambam agrees in the case of Karka and Demei Karka, there's a Shvua. There's a Shvua D'Rabbanan, a Shvua's essays. The Rambam writes, you can't call this a case of Mode of the Mikzas on a little Daraisa, because Demei Karka is Inuka Karka. And the Ravid writes, no, you see from this mission that that's not true. The mission is only talking about a Shvua D'Rabbanan. A Shvua D'Rabbanan. This is not a Mode of Mikzas on a little Daraisa. This is a case of an Ishba Benoto. So again, when you see the Mishnah in context, you see somehow that the kash of the Ravid has to be dealt with. Would the Chachamim have established a Nishba Benotel in the case of Nechval if there would never be a case which is comparable of Modem Mikdash and level of Daraisa? Okay, but it's a jump. It's a leap. The case of the Mishnah is a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, and the Rambam are right. This is an example. It's a Takana D'Rabbanan of Nishba Benotel. The Rambam agrees that there's a Shvuah D'Rabbanan of a Shvuah Hesseis in the case of Demei Karka as well. So what is the basis of this machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid? So this is a piece that Reb Chaim has in Hilchos Ton V'Nitan in Perakei Halacha Beis. Reb Chaim again quotes this machlokes, the Rambam and Raivin. Reb Chaim just comments that Varei Kfar Kosva HaMeforshim, for example, the Ran, right, that this case is not the Moda Mitzvah Daraisa. This is only, right, Shvu'ah D'Rabbanan. So when you realize that this is a Shvu'ah D'Rabbanan again, so it compromises the Kasha. It's not a Moda Mitzvah Daraisa, it's just Ke'ein Moda Mitzvah, it's a case of an Ishba Benotel. And one could argue, is a Shaykh HaFilu B'Kakos. Maybe the Rambam will maintain that, look, Dmei Karka is Dino Kakarka, Dmei Adam is Dino Kadam, exactly consistent, but the Chachamim knows the Shvu'ah D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Chaim writes the following, Ela HaKtzos HaChoshen Hikshe. But if you look in the Ktzos, you find the following Kasha. This Ktzos is found in Simen Sadi Hei. Amishnin Shvu'ah, Sandaf Lamed Vav Medeis. Anastu Patises Biti. A person is accused of Ones or Mefater. And Vuhu Omar, no, absolutely not. Lo anasti v'lo patisi. I did not do so. Mashbiach ani v'mamein. And a person takes a shvu to that effect. No, the very end of Parshas Vayikra, a shvu sapikadam. There's a tfias mamon. And a person swears that he is innocent. Afterwards, he admits to his guilt. In such a case, so he violates the shvu sapikadam. In such an instance, a person is chayiv. So in that particular case, Mashpia Chaniv Amar Amen, he is Chayim. So isn't that a Raimu Chachas? Here you have a Taina regarding a form of Hezek to Adam, Ones Umufate, and it's a Mishnah Mufreshes that one is Chayim. That is in the Parsha of Shvu'ah Sapikadam. You're chayiv of carbon shvuah. So don't you see that demei karka is dino kemetaltalin? Demei adam is not dino ka adam, dino ka karka, dino kemetaltalin. No? And Reb Chaim asks, v'emes mizeh koshel, mam lo hiv yizeh harayvet? If the rabbi is trying to prove his case that tashlumin is not comparable to karka, Tashlumei karka zeno ka karka, Tashlumei adam zeno ka adam. So why in the world does the rabbi bring his raya from Mem Dalid, which is a weak kasha? That's a shvu'ah d'rabbanan. It's a mishnah mefureshes that demei adam is not dino ka adam. So Reb Chaim points out that even within the rabbi's shita, the fact that the Ravid brought the Kasha from Mem Dalet, and not from the earlier Mishnah Shuas and Daf Lamed Vav, which Lechor is the Rai Mukachas, apparently you have to distinguish between these two cases. You have to distinguish between the Din Karban Shvua. The Din Karban Shvua means the Chiyuv Tashlumin regarding Shvua Sapikadam, as opposed to the Chiyuv Shvua, as opposed to the case of Moda B'Mitzas, where one is Vater. Apparently, the Rav had realized, no, that Mishnah and Daf Lamed Vav regarding Shvu'ah Sapikadam would not have been a raya at all. And therefore, the Rav had felt that it's necessary to bring a raya from Moda Mamikzas, even though the raya was not a raya mukachas, because you Shvu'ah D'Rabbanan. The Cholov din Karban Shvu'ah midin Chiyuv Shvu'ah. Karban Shvu'ah is again the Chiyuv Tashlumin as a result of violating the Shvu'ah Sapikadam. The Chiyuv Shvu'ah is the case of the Moda Mikta, so the person is Chayiv Shvu'ah Daraisa, or whether he is not. Why exactly is this true? The Rambam Shita, the Einish Bain al Demei Karka, Al Karchach Tzarech Lomar Hum Yishum, the Kevin Da HaTashlumin Heim Chalifei HaKarka Sheiziku, the Chiyuv Tashlumin is a chalipin, right? An exchange, a restoration of the karka that he has damaged. And therefore, since v'nezek ha-karka hu iko chiyuvo, and the chiyuv emanates from the fact that I was mazik karka shel chavero, In such a case, that's the Rambam's chiddush, that cannot generate the chi of shvua, because the mekarka is dino kekarka. However, when it comes to the case of shvuas hapikadon, that is not the case. Regarding the case of whether one is chayiv a shvuas modze b'mitzas, here Reb Chaim writes, "Srichin anoladon beikar behaschalas hachiyuv." The question is, what is the mechayiv? What generates the chiyuv shvua? That is generated by hezek karka, and the purpose of the tashlumin is chalifei karka sheiziku. That's when the Rambam writes that to make karkas dino kekarka. Mashen keninyan karban shvua. When it comes to shvua sapikada, here ikar din kviya bezehu midin gzeilas mamon. When it comes to a case of shvua sapikada, why is the person chayiv? He's chayiv tashlumin. He's chayiv to bring a karban and asham gzeila because he was gozel mamon chavero. Through my denial, I have caused you loss. A hefsid mamon. That Reb Chaim writes is the following chiddush. There, hachiyuv tashlumin shel ata. That is based on the current chiyuv tashlumin. There, the mechayiv of shvuas hapikadon is midin gezel, based on tashlumin shel ata. And therefore, in that particular case, certainly, that is viewed as mitaltalin, and therefore you can have a shvuas hapikadon. A shvuas hapikadon, the mechayiv of which is gezel, you bring an asham gzelos. In such a case, there tashlumin is called mamon, called metaltalin. Mashen came when it comes to modze b'miktsas. There, in such a case, the source of the chiyuv tashlumin, the case of the chiyuv shvuah, is because of chalifei karka. And there, the Rambam assumes that to make karka is dino kekarka. That's why the Ravid realized that you can't bring a raya, as the Kso suggests, from the case of shvuas hapikadon. The shvuas hapikadon mechayiv is tashlumei gezel. There, the Rambam would admit that there you can have a shvuah daraisa. When it comes to modze miktsas, where a person has to deal with what Reb Chaim calls the ikar v'hascholas hachiyu, the mechayiv of the shvuah, that's when the Rambam writes that the mekarka is considered to be dino kekarka. So therefore, the Rambam is not against, right, the Mishnah in Shvuas Daf Lamed Vav. The only kasha you could raise against the Rambam is the Ravid's kasha, the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet. And Reb Chaim writes, "Val zehare yeshli yashiv das Rambam dahasim having Shvuah drabanan." That's only a Shvuah drabanan. And these sagam bekarkos, and Shvuah drabanan apply to karka as well. That's what the Rambam said, even in the case of modze b'miktsas as well. Good. But then Reb Chaim goes a step further. But there's another Rambam, which is difficult. Now, we're miyashiv the kasha of the Ravid, we're miyashiv the kasha of the Ktzos, but a further problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besuma, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam has a case of modze b'miktsas, not shvuas hapikadon. The Rambam has a case of modze b'miktsas as far as Adam is concerned. Amra lo anasta osi. A woman accuses a man of onus, and he responds and says, "Lo ki ela patisi." And he claims that, what do you mean? This was not under duress. It wasn't a case of onus. It was a case of mafate. The Rambam writes the following: Hareze nishva shvuas hatorah al deme hatzar umishalem boshes upgam. His statement that it wasn't onus, but rather was mefate, not such a great taina, no? Mefate also has a chiyuv tashlumin. So the Rambam writes, you're chayiv for boshes upagam because of pitui, and you have to swear a shvuas modze b'miktsas because of tsar, because that's only in a case of onus, not in a case of mefate. No, so the Rambam's mefurish then. Here, you can have a shvuas modze b'miktsas. If the taina was one of onus, the response is one of mefate. So that Reb Chaim points out is a difficulty, according to the Rambam. No, you can mamish have a shvuas modze b'miktsas, and modze b'miktsas, he pointed out, that's where the ikar chiyuv is dependent on such a the mechayiv of the shvuah. So how do you resolve that according to the Rambam Shita? How does the Rambam then distinguish between the case of Tamei Karka, which is Dinoka Karka, Tamei Adam, that is not true? So Chaim writes the following biyun. According to the Rambam, there must be a fundamental difference between one who is Mazik as a Karka as opposed to one who is Chovo B'Chaveira. You cannot compare the person who damages property to a person who injures an individual. Rav Chaim writes the following yisod. Based on what we suggested earlier, now what is the yisod hamachayiv of Tashlumei Hezek? Is it Hashlamas HaChefetz? Is it some form of compensation, hefsed, restoration, compensation? What is the machayiv? Here Rav Chaim points out there should be a fundamental difference between karka as opposed to adam. When it comes, for example, to karka, then we understand that the Rambam can argue that to make karka is dinoka karka, because the chiv tashlumin is chalifei hakarka sheiziku, to restore the karka. Is that true when it comes to chavala? Rav Chaim writes, the fees in nira de nezek choluk din chavalos mishar nizkei mamo. When it comes to Shar Nizkei Mamon, one could argue that the Tashlumin is Chalifei Mamono Shehifsid. Good. That's true. Is that true when it comes to the case of Chavala? When it comes to Tsar, when it comes to Boshes, the Chiyuv is restoration. Restoration. You're restoring the Tsar? You're restoring Boshes? Certainly not. There you can't understand the Chiyuv Tashlumin, certainly when it comes to, for example, Tsar Boshes, as a form of Hashlamas HaChefetz. Of course not. Rav Chaim writes, what about when it comes to Sheves? No? So there's a certain loss of work because the person was injured. So therefore you are what? Restoring? Of course you're not restoring. When it comes to Chavala, so certainly Tsar, Boshes, Sheves is compensation. You can compensate the person for his loss of work. You can compensate the person for the Boshes that he experienced, for the Tsar that he suffered. You're going to restore? Of course that's not true, no? After all, Rav Chaim points out, if anything, in the case of Sheves, Minias HaRevach, because of what I did, you were unable to make a certain amount of money. If it wasn't for Apostle Reb Chaim says, I would have argued that that's a grama ba'alma, which is potter. That's not the normal form of hezek. Elamai, the chiddush of Chavala, is the Torah tells us that a person is obligated to make payment despite the fact that you're not restoring the chayfetz in any shape or form. Why is that true? The Gzeres HaKosov is L'chaivo al Shivuyav. That certainly is a form of compensation. That is not in any shape or form restoring the Chayfetz to its original condition. That's the Chiddush that Rav Chaim writes. So when it comes to a case of Karka, Tashlumei Mama, that's the Chiddush that Ram Demei Karka is Dino Kakarka. There you're restoring Hashlamas HaChevtza. That's what the Rambam writes in Yishvayim. When it comes to a case of Adam, of course that's not true. There, that's a straight Chiyuv Tashlumin. That's comparable to Shvus HaPikadon. Or one could envision a Shvu Daraisa, even on Adam. Even if Adam is Ukesh L'Karka. Because the Chiyuv Tashlumin is compensation just to Mei Ezek. There the Rambam would agree. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you can't equate Dmei Karka to cases of Chavala. If that's true on a level of Daraisa, to resolve Rav Chaim's Kasha from Nara Besu, the case of Ones and Lefateh. So in such a case, getting back to the Raivitz Kasha, the case of a Moda Mitzvah when it comes to Chavala. Chavalti Vishnayim, and he says, no, no Chavalti Al-Achaz. So he pointed out that one way to resolve the kasha is to argue, no, it's only a shvud rabbanan. And the Rambam could agree on a shvud rabbanan. Now, once you see from Nara Besuma that the Rambam argues that there's no starting point, the Rambam never formulated the chiddush that Dmei Karka Dina Kakarka applies to Adam. The kasha derived is completely off. Even if that would have been a dindaraisa, even if it would have been a modo mixtus, not a case of nishpa v'notel, even so the kasha is no kasha. Because the entire yisod of the Rambam, of Hashlamas HaChefetz, is only true when it comes to Nizkei Mamon, not when it comes to Chavola. And even though the Rambam writes you can always replace a Chavis, yeah, that's true when it comes to Nizkei Mamon. But that certainly is not true when it comes to a case of Chavola. Yeah, the Rambam would agree. And therefore, again, you can't argue the Mishnah Malach writes, as the Magid Mishnah, that the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is exactly how Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Right? Everyone could agree with Rashi Shita that Adam is Sukash Lakarka. But nonetheless, according to the Rambam and Adam, you can certainly have a straight case of the Moda Miktas, and you can have a case of an Ishvah Venotel, even though it's only a case of a Shvua Durabana. Rav Chaim doesn't cite a further Rambam, but the distinction within the Rambam Shita between Adam HaMazik Es HaMamon as opposed to Adam HaChov B'Chavero, that distinction, Adam Da'azik Adam and Adam Da'azik Shor, right, is Mufurish in the Rambam in a different context. If you take a look at the Rambam in Nechus Chov L'Mazik in Perakei Halacha Dalet, here the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. What happens if a person would be molded to an act of Chavala? What happens if a person is molded? No Edom are present. Aval im lo hayusham Edom klal. And all of a sudden, right, he says that there was an act of Chavala. So what happens in such a case? The Rambam gives an unusual split. The Rambam writes that you're potter min ha-nezek u min ha-tsar. You're potter from nezek and tsar, but you're chayiv b'sheves u'v'boshes u'v'ripuy. Chiddush, the Rambam writes. You have a hodah spelled in regarding chavala. So what is the halacha? The Rambam writes, it depends. Nezek and tsar, you are potter. However, you're chayiv for a case of sheves, ripuy, and boshes. You have to take a look at the Rambam. Why should that be so? Take a look. The Rambam writes fascinating distinctions. The Rambam writes the following: you're chayiv in sheves and bo. You're chayiv in the case of sheves and ripui, because that's a straight case of mamon. In such a case, aldos baldin is kmeidim dami. Why is it that you're chayiv in boshes? Why you chayiv in boshes? After all, the Rambam seems to assume that boshes is a form of a knas. And shouldn't you assume that a mode of beknas is potter? The Rambam writes an interesting chiddush. The Rambam writes that hoda aso bebezdin he shabisha osa. A very different reason the Rambam writes. You know why you're chayim boshes? Not because it's a hodas baldin of the previous boshes. It's because the public statement in Bezdin that I smash the guy, that itself causes boshes. No, that itself is embarrassing to the victim. The victim comes to Bezdin to hear how this other guy took advantage of him. So in such a case, the Rambam writes, there's a chiyuv of Dmei Boshes because of that. Interesting chiddush. The Rambam writes, therefore you are chayiv and boshes because that was milados baldin. That was an act of boshes publicly. And you're chayiv in a case of sheves and ripui. And the Rambam writes in a case of Nezek, you're potter. Why are you potter from cases of Nezek and Tsar? And Nezek is not a Knas. But the Rambam seems to indicate an interesting chiddush. That when it comes to Chavala, the Tashlumi Nezek is not just a civil claim. It's not like I broke your window or my animal did damage. Chavala, right, is a criminal offense. It's an Issa D'Aisa, Pen Yosef. So Paul Shabshat, the Rambam assumes that you don't apply the principle of Haldas Badin Kimeidim Dami because of Einan Amesim Atzmarasha. Asher Yarshim, that's considered to be Rishachas. That has to be imposed independently on Yidei Beis Din. But Rambam writes, you can't equate a chiyuv of chavala to a chiyuv of hesed generally. And therefore, we don't apply the concept of a hodas baldin. And then the Rambam continues in Al-Chates and emphasizes, Ein dome mazik chavera begufo lemazik mamono. How can you compare a person who damages someone's mamon to a person who injures another individual? The Rambam writes, Hamazik mamon chavera, kevan sheshile mashu chayev l'shalem niskaperlo. I broke your window, I paid for your window, the case is closed. Finished. However, the Rambam writes, Chovo b'chavero, you injure a person. Afo pi shenosno chamish edvarim, you did everything. Sar, nezek, ripu, sheves, and boshes. Ein miskaperlo, vafilu hikriv kol einei nevayos, even if you offer karbanos. Ein miskaperlo, v'lo nimchal avono, ad shivakish v'lo nimchal v'imchalo. Of course it's a chiyuv tashlum in the case of chavala. Yeah, but that's not enough. Right there, of course, mechila is necessary. Mashen ken and niz ken mamon. That's not true. The chiyuv tashlum is all that is needed. The Rambam writes explicitly, Eino dome mazik chavril begufo lemazik mamono. The Rambam is explicit in that sense. When it comes to hodah, when it comes to tshuva, no, this pashur pshat is part of the background of Reb Chaim. That even the chiyuv tashlumin is a different form of tashlumin entirely. Tashlumin mamon is tashlum asachefes. That cannot be said of tashlumei chavala. And Pashem Shat is exactly then the chiddush that the Rambam maintains, that the main karka, of course, is dinu kakarka. Tashlumei adam, chavala. That certainly is not. And therefore, you can have a shvu drabanan, you can even have a shvu daraisa of moda b'miktas in these cases. Take a look at that Rav Chaim, many chiddushim. The differences between the mechayiv of modem amiktas as opposed to the mechayiv of shvus apikadam, and that's why the Raivitz kasha was from Mem Dalet as opposed to Lamed Vav, right? The teretz of the ksosis kasha, right? And also the chiddush the Raman Aram Besuva, and therefore the yisod advarim in terms of the mechayiv of tashlumis. So again, according to Rav Chaim's understanding, so both the Rambam and the Raivitz could agree with our Rashi that other mesukish lakarka, not as the Magid Mishnah suggests that that gufa was the machlokas between the Rambam and Raivid, and that the Rambam sides with the Chiddush Tosfos only in evidence of kish lakarka, as the Mishnah now points out, you see from the case of Schirus, that the Rambam does not assume that that is the case. Furthermore, the second ta'ara of Tosfos. Tosfos says that, look, that's really what the Gemara means, that an isha adam mesukish lakarka. Number one, it's not really true. And number two, what do you mean? That itself is subject to, right, Deimach Lokis. No? Even whether Eved Hukash Lakarka, even that is considered to be Eimach Lokis. So therefore, our Gemara wouldn't have dismissed it out of hand. I think you can never have such a case. Even that is subject to Mach Lokis. So it must mean, as also said, the Iman of Shach, or it must mean that since you have a gzera shava quitting kedushin to karka, that if you allow this to be kedusha isha, we should allow karka to be nikna ayyadei metalton, which is not true. That chiddush the Tosus writes, ve'evet nami plukta perakana babakama, daf yud be'ezam et aleph, whether evet is dino ka karka, dino ka metalton, is that really the case that there's a machlokas midaraisa as to whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka and Dino Kemetaltolin? Or do we assume that that's not the case at all? Is there a machlokas in the Gemara whether an Eved is Dino Kemetaltolin and Dino Kekarka? Absolutely is. That's the Gemara that begins in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, continues in Beis and Aleph. The Gemara has the following chiddush. We know when it comes to Gvia, there's a difference between Gvias Karka as opposed to Gvias Kemetaltolin. We'll get to this soon in Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. But in cases of shibudim, shibudet araisa, shibudet rabbanon, differences between gvias karka as opposed to gvias hametaltolin. The Gemara quotes the chiddush of Ula Amr Abalazar, govin min ha'avadim afilu miasme. If I have a claim against an individual, I can be gove from his avadim, and I can even be gove from yisomim. In other words, that an eved is dino kikarka, and therefore exercising my schusei gvia to go ahead and to seize an eved, eved is dino kikarka. That's gvia mina karkos. And Rav Nachman disagrees and says, no, that's not true. Ein govim min ha-yisomim. A person cannot be govim eved min ha-yisomim. After all, because an eved is dino kimetalpim. So according to Ula, eved is dino kikarka. According to Rav Nachman, an eved is dino kimetalpim. Do you ever have this machlokis in other cases as well? So the Gemara Bava Kama, Yabez Malav, continues and says that there are two other cases as well. Prusbul. The same is true when it comes to a prusbul. Prusbul chal al hakarka. In order to have a prusbul, it's necessary that the lova has to go ahead and to possess karka. Has to possess karka. The yisod of prusbul is that, technically speaking, you know what we're going to argue? That the chov was already gavui before the conclusion of Shvius. If the conclusion of Shvius already arrives in such a case, therefore it's it, right? The whole Havas Paka. If, however, we'll argue it was already Gavui, obviously not. You know what the Chiddush is? That if the Lova possesses Karka, and I have a lien on that Karka, maybe I can argue that the Karka is already Kigavui Dami. And therefore, Ein Kosvim Prusbo El Al HaKarka. If the lova possesses karka, then you could take advantage of the shtar prusbul in order to argue that it's as though it's considered to be kigavui dami. Good? So here the Gemara says that prusbul chal al hakarka, ve'eno chal al ha'avavim. That's halacha number two. When it comes to prusbul, karka is needed, and eved is not. When we write a shtar prusbul, and what happens if the lova does not possess karka? That's interesting. Now the toveya is a makna karka, right, to the lova, for the purpose of allowing the chov to survive shvius. Right? We'll be makna to him, a small amount of karka, and that will help. And what right do you have to be makna karka? The lova is not here. That's based on the principle of zechiyah, zachem adam shlo b'fanav. That's an unusual application. No, that mission gittin dafir aleph. Is it a schus for the lova to possess? Absolutely yes. But here it's working against him. No, it's working to his detriment. The fact that he possesses karka allows the chov to continue. If he wouldn't have karka in such a case, then shvius would be mishametes. Now, it's an interesting issue. If something objectively is a schus, but in its application, right, it is a tzadchova, can you apply a principle of zachen ladam shlobafanov? But that's what we do, at least when it comes to the case of prusbul. That's the second case the Gemara has, that prusbul is ala karka, not ala avadim. And you know what the third case is? The third case is agav. That here, when it comes to a kinyan agav, mitaltna niknim im hakarka, ve'ena niknim im ha'avadi. A person cannot go ahead and be konen eved, and al yidei zeh be konen mitaltna as well. Kinyan agav would not work. These are three examples where we assume that eved is dino kimetaltlin, gviya sachov, prusbul, and agav. The Tosus and Bava Kama, Daf Yabez Amar Aleph, Dermaschil, Anomas Nisin Yadana, I take a look at that for tomorrow. Tosus is very bothered. You really mean to say there's a machlokes as to whether an Eved is Sukhish Lakarka or not? How can that be? Aren't there Mishnayas, right, to tell us that an Eved is Dino Kekarka? No, the Mishnah Bava Metzian, Daf Nun Vav, Eilu Dvar Mishen Lehen Ona, right, Karka doesn't have Ona, what we just saw. Right, now Mishnah Melech, and the same is true, it comes to an Eved that is Sukhish Lakarka, to a Mishnah Mefureshes. Or the case we've been dealing with, Mishnah Shuvos and Daf Mem Beis, that Eini Yishvayin Al Karkos. Now the same is true when it comes to Eved. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu Dvarim Shein Yishvayin Alayhem. Eved. No? So, you mean to say Rav Nachman disagrees with these Mishnayos? How can you say that there's a machlokes, whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka, Dino Kemetaltman? Isn't it obvious? That an Eved is Dino Kekarka. When it comes to Noam, when it comes to Shuas. So Tosus writes a very great Kiddush. This is what we'll have to discuss tomorrow. Tosus says, Mi daraisa, of course, an Eved is Ukash Lakarka. Les mandabalik. The Kiddush of Rav Nachman is when it comes to Mile de Rabbana, then we can treat an Eved kimetatli. When it comes to dinim drabanan, we don't assume mamish kein daraisa. When it comes to dinim drabanan, we'll assume that an Eved is dino kimetatli. In all three of these cases, are dinim drabanan, gviya sachov, kruzbol, and agav. We'll have to discuss that. Is that so simple that all three of those cases are dinim drabanan? That's the Tosus. It's mefurish that agav is a din drabanan. Right, Bashav Shat, that's against the Tosus we had in Kedushin. Right, from Daf Hei Amud Aleph. No, there Tosus assumes that agav is a din daraisa. No, we pointed that out again when Tosus was talking about the chumrah shekein podim ha'hekdeshos ha'maister sheni. Now the second Tosus down. Tosus has came out mefurish that agav is in fact a din daraisa. Tosus says the following: on level of daraisa, tikla mifrach, mala karka shekein konim mitaltlin agaban tomer bishtar. No, how can you go ahead and derive karka shtar? Isn't there an obvious chumrah daraisa? The karka has over shtar, namely the allowance of a kinyan agav. If this was only a din rabbanon, so it's not going to uproot your drasha daraisa. No, here poshim shat that this is a din daraisa, that agav in fact works as a kinyan. In fact, the Gilyan Ashas here, Hamad Aleph, tells you to take a look. Tosus Bava Kama Yedbeis Hamad Aleph. That's the two days in Tosus, the Stira, where Tosus Bava Kama works when it comes to our cases that agav is only a kinyan. Darabanan against this wouldn't be a pircha. From a din darabanan, there it has to be a din daraisa. We'll have to discuss this Tosus. Now, gviyas hashibudim, pruzbal agav, all these are din darabanan, and that chiddush of Tosus. Is that really true? That the whole chiddush of Nachman, that at times that Eved is dino kimetaltalin, that's only regarding dinim darabanan. So take a look at the Ktos, the very beginning of Simon Lametet, and take a look at the Rabban, Hosmalva Velova, Peret Yir Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Right, we'll see that the Rambam disagrees with the Chiddush of Tosus, and here we'll have to start discussing the various applications. When, in fact, we assume that Eved is dino kekarka, when is Eved dino kemetalklin, what exactly is that Hekish that Rashi and Tosus tell us, Yisnachal Samosom Reshesachim.